Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Detroit, Michigan, Patrick Deneau, creator of the City Lines. They have just released their new album, Prescribed Fires, and it's one you'll want to sit with, feel, and turn it up loud. Patrick will be stopping by in just a bit to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for Indigenous in Music comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com.
Are you ready to take control of your future? AmSoil is looking for new dealers in your area. The Two Buffalo team has openings for you to be part of a trusted name in synthetic oil and lubrication. Own a business and support your community. Info at TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com who supports this show.
Let's get our journeys going and take off from Detroit. Music now from our guest, the City Lines. This is Do It All.
Soul awake, sneak a quiet little kiss, think of all the times you missed, and take a breath and roll into the day. The bell might ring now and send us to the night. We'll go dark for a couple hours, we get some sleep but not too deep, in the hands of higher powers. Familiar sensation, the sights and sounds of everything you know. Lend a friend in here, squaring away your gear, and in a flash and wail, it's time to go. The bell might ring now and send us to the night, or go dark for a couple hours. We get some sleep, but not too deep, in the hands of higher powers. Let's keep it slow and smooth, no sudden moves. And whatever the call, we do it all.
Voice in the ceiling, that we gotta ride. Someone needs help up on the north side. A slip and fall, you bet, ma'am, we do it all. A lot of change, and it's getting lonely in the age. And I don't blame her.
Sue said she ought to fall a little more. Drove by last week and she waved from the door. The bell might ring. Send us to the night. What's broken will be mended. Does doing what you love make you a fool? Got through without much trouble. Next week you work the double. Now get back home, your daughter's late for school.
Oh yeah, the City Lines, all the way from Detroit. They'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, let's head over to Hickory, North Carolina. Here's Jam. Judicula Jig.
We'll be right back.
Lip Service. Danita Large. Yeah. All right, down to Columbia. Edercio Palados. I'm Larry Kay, and we are Indigenous in Music.
Estamos solos, hey, hey, ha. No estamos solos. Nos susurran, nos predicen, nos guían nuestra visión.
That's music from Tegan, Little Chief. Need You to Go. I'm Larry Kay. Hey, right now, if you ever want to get a hold of me, email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com. Hook it up. I'll email you back. All right, here's Tracy Bone, The Takeaway.
Oh.
music from Burn Stick. I'd like to invite you over to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. Come on over, visit us, take a look around. You're all invited. That's where we hang 24/7, 365, indigenousandmusic.com. All right, Solagu, Bomas. I'm Larry Kay. Yeah. That's music from Solago and Vomos. I'm Larry Kay. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, our guest, all the way from Detroit, Michigan, Patrick Deneau, will be in the spotlight to talk about the new album, Prescribed Fires, and the band, The City Lines. We'll be right back. We are the music makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com. bringing it to Arizona, Alaska, California, Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Minnesota. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. It's always special when we get to welcome an artist back to the show, and today is one of those moments. Joining us again today is Patrick Deneau, the creator of City Lines, returning with his powerful new album, Prescribed Fires. And now it's time to find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Patrick Deneau. Hi, Patrick. How you doing?
Hey, very good, Larry. Good to see you.
Yes, yes. How's the weather way up there in Detroit?
It's incredibly cold, challenging, but we're making the best of it. Playing a lot of outdoor hockey and trying to embrace these winter months and
get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to have you back on the show for your second visit.
This is great.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we start with an introduction and then we can get right to the new album? So go ahead and hit the stage.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Patrick Deneau, and I'm from Southeast Michigan. I live halfway between Detroit and Ann Arbor. Originally grew up in Northern Michigan outside of Petoskey. And my mom is from Michigan's Upper Peninsula in Sault Ste. Marie, mm-hmm. and a member of the Sioux Tribe of Chippewa Indians from that region. And my full-time day job is as a firefighter with the city of Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. And I write and play songs with a group called the City Lines, which is an incredible artistic outlet for me. And we play all around Southeast Michigan here.
Cool, cool, cool. Since your last visit, what has changed creatively or personally since the last time we talked?
Yeah, I think the biggest change for me artistically is we began working on this album Prescribed Fires that we just put out at the end of last year. And it wasn't an incredible change, but it was an opportunity to start looking at songwriting a little more through a focused lens. One of the big things that helped me sort of refocus a little bit was I'd given up drinking alcohol, and
salute.
Yeah, thank you. And that was a couple year long process. And once I got through all that, that opened up this creative floodgate for me that eventually led to this album Prescribed Fires. And almost kind of like a snake shedding its skin or something and starting over new. That's what this album kind of feels like for me.
You feel it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I feel like a new person.
The album cover, too, that's a powerful image. I like it.
Yeah, thank you. So that is an image that was donated to us by a photographer named Joe Gall. He goes by Camera Jesus online. And that was of a wildfire outside of Marquette, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. And he just happened to come across it and he photographed it. And just the way that the fire behind the trees looks with the night sky and all the stars, I saw that image and it just immediately felt like the cover image for the music we were working on. And I love the orange and the blues and how everything kind of melds together in that picture. And he donated the picture to us to use after hearing the record, and I'm just so happy that we were able to come together on that.
Sure, sure. Now, I know a lot of your work carries themes of reflection, healing, and honesty. Was there a particular song on this album that challenged you emotionally, creatively, more than the others?
Ooh, yeah. So I think I'm going to have to pick two. The first song that I think essentially challenged me in a emotional way is a song called Out Loud, which is the second to last song on the record.
Yeah.
And that one is dealing specifically with going through the process of giving up alcohol.
Okay.
And for me to just say it out loud, like to my friends and family, like, hey, I'm not gonna be having any beers tonight with you guys at the party or whatever. That was the hardest part for me. Sure. It wasn't the physical act of not doing it. It was just saying like, hey, I can't be that guy anymore. I'm still gonna be here and have fun with y'all, but maybe I'll give you a ride home and instead of being in the back seat. And
there you go.
So that one was challenging emotionally because not only had I had to say it to my friends and family in a personal level, but now I'm putting it in a song form. And then my second choice would be a song, track number 4 called The Bear.
Oh yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
That was a fun one, and that challenged us creatively because it's a very specific story from when I was 12 or 13 years old, and my mom and sister saw this bear on the way to school. And I ended up catching the bus. My sister got a ride with my mom. I should have stayed with my sister. And that story unfolds in great detail about how I miss seeing the bear. And it still haunts me to this day.
Sure. Yeah. Got a story behind it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, now that the album is out to the world, what's next for the City Lions? Touring, collaborations? What do you got planned?
Yep. Yeah. So, like I was saying earlier, in Metro Detroit in the wintertime, things are pretty slow. But as things begin to warm up in the spring, we've got quite a few shows booked in Metro Detroit.
Yes.
We're going to be playing out as much as we can through this summer, playing almost all of these songs that are on this record and our previous two albums. I'm also currently writing just privately at home a lot of protest inspired music just based on things that are going on around us.
Sure.
And I'm staying very active with writing and trying to write the best songs that I can.
Yes.
And yeah, so we're going to be playing out a lot and we're open to offers, and we'll take this operation anywhere where people will have us.
All right. Jump onto the next stage.
That's right.
Right on. You're tuned in to Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay, and today our guest is Patrick Deneau. He is the creator of the City Lions, and their new album is out, Prescribe Fires, and you can visit us on our homepage at indigenousinmusic.com to read all about them and listen to our interview. Come on over. Patrick, thank you for showing up today.
Oh, Larry, thank you so much for having me. This was great.
Yes, be jamming out. We're going to keep jamming as well.
Oh, yeah.
Keep up the good work and stay warm up there.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to play a track off their new album. Here is The Bear.
We grew up loud under Michigan trees, running wild through the falling leaves with you. I've been trying to say it, but the words won't form. The timing is wrong and my face gets warm. Knowing you know don't make it all right. Blew it again at the house tonight. I don't want. Of our own. Can I find the words or will my heart implode? Can I pay the debt and the interest owed? Gotta make it right. Guess I'll have. We'll be right back.
gift that mom gave to you. Did you really see a bear? I wish I was there. Glad she saw you on the way to town. Know I was young, but I let you down. Was that the day things began to change? Diminished sparks from increasing rain. Reach for the past and remember when. Grew up all over Michigan trees. One more snowman and dawn would freeze with you. I didn't need anything. One more chance to win back that trust. Next time I'm gonna miss that bus with you. I'll be there. Maybe then we'll see the bear.
That was music from the City Lines, and that tune was called The Bear. In case you're just tuning in, Patrick Deneau was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Don't tell my love.
That's music from Lancelot Knight and Lily. All right, here we go. Mike Paul is going to be in our spotlight.
Just could the moon down, we better protect the moon. To where to nurture your moon, Nika, we. He's pretend I could see yonder.
Thank you.
long black Cadillac. That's music from the tribes. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Support for today's show, Indigenous in Music with Larry K, comes from twobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Are you ready to take control of your future? AmSoil is looking for new dealers in your area. The Two Buffalo team has openings for you to be part of a trusted name in synthetic oil and lubrication. Own a business and support your community. Info at twobuffalo.myamsoil.com. That's twobuffalo.myamsoil.com, who supports this show.
We are the music makers. Bring in the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
Let's take our ride over to the Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma. Music now from Samantha Crane. This is Riding Out the Storm.
X and a dot dot dot, you know I never thought I'd go and get the chills. That memory about as useful as a payphone, about as free as a metronome, but I guess it led me here. And here's as good a place to be as anywhere. Take care for your nightmares. I hear that I'm dreaming it all, so I'll buckle up and thank you.
That's music from Samantha Crane, Riding Out the Storm. I'm Larry Kay, and you're tuned in to Indigenous in Music. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always visit us on our homepage at indigenousinmusic.com. That's where it all starts.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.